Maryland's reputation as a politically blue state faded yesterday as Larry Hogan was elected to become the state's second Republican governor in half a century. WIPR's Karen Hostler and Christopher Connolly take us along the path of a startling political upset.
Despite weeks and months of growing confidence, neither Larry Hogan nor his fans seem quite prepared for their audacious victory over the longtime Annapolis powers that be.
What a historic night in Maryland. Thank you.
The notion that this businessman, who had never held elective office, had somehow defeated Anthony Brown, the heir apparent to Governor Martin O'Malley, seemed to instantly turn Maryland into a political battleground state.
Tonight, the voters of Maryland rejected the politics of deception and division. Tonight, the voters showed that they were completely fed up with politics as usual.
Hogan, coming in the wake of an administration that raised sales, gasoline, and many other taxes, ran on a platform of fiscal conservatism.
Tomorrow, our focus will be on jobs, struggling Maryland families, and small businesses. We're going to start the hard work of rolling back as many of these 40 tax increases as we possibly can.
Former Republican delegate Ellen Sauerbrey, who very narrowly lost a bid for governor in 1994, was savoring Hogan's victory even before it was declared.
I am so excited that we have finally got a candidate that I think they're not going to be able to steal it. His margin is too great, and I think he's going to be a great governor.
Sauerbrey, who worked the polls for Hogan yesterday, said fiscal concerns resonate deeply with voters.
I think they have overreached. I think they have overtaxed. They have overspent. They have overregulated. They have driven businesses out of the state, families out of the state, and people are ready for some fiscal sanity.
At the Samuel Riggs Alumni Hall in College Park, what was planned as a victory party lost steam and then suddenly turned grim as Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown supporters watched each new update widen Hogan's lead. By midnight, it was clearly over. At 12:09, Brown took to the stage.
Tonight, this campaign ends, but our journey as a people and a state continues. I'd like to congratulate Larry Hogan and his family and his team on tonight's victory.
Brown wished Hogan luck in what he said was a difficult task of governing.
But I also have a promise for all of you that the things that we fought for on this campaign will not be ignored. We will continue to stand up and speak out for working families across this state as we strengthen the middle class and create more jobs and opportunities for more Marylanders.
Throughout his campaign, Democratic luminaries took turns trying to boost sputtering enthusiasm in the party's base. The president, the first lady, former President Clinton, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The Democratic Governors Association also spent big. The group threw in over $1 million for campaign ads attacking Hogan. But it wasn't enough to beat back the rising tide. Here's Senator Ben Cardin.
Marylanders are, like people around the nation, are concerned about their economic future. They are not satisfied where we are today. And when they're not satisfied, the party that's in control in Maryland was being questioned.
Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger pointed to strategy. Brown lost big in populous purple Baltimore County, the swing county that went big for Maryland's last Republican governor. Ruppersberger, who represents a chunk of the Baltimore region, said Brown didn't do enough to get his message out to voters there.
The lieutenant governor, I think, needed to define himself a little bit more than he did in the campaign. If they knew that he was a lieutenant colonel in the military, that he had leadership skills, I think those issues are important.
Montgomery County Senator Rich Moreno said he was shocked by Brown's loss. And he said,
across the board, the vast majority of Marylanders are actually paying less in taxes now than when the O'Malley administration started. What we haven't done is a good job of, I think, messaging on taxes.
Moreno says he hopes Hogan is committed to governing and working together to move the state forward.
The one thing that I feel certain of to everyone who won tonight, no matter what party in Maryland, all loves the state of Maryland and all wants to see the best for the state of Maryland and for its people. A competitive, growing, prosperous state.
It's just a question of whether Maryland's new Republican governor can find a way to work that out with a Democrat-dominated legislature. That's no small matter considering the fate of Robert Ehrlich, Maryland's most recent Republican governor. After his election in 2002, the Democratic leaders of the General Assembly tried to thwart him at almost every turn. Hogan plans to start building his new administration today with the appointment of a transition committee. But last night for him was a time of celebration and perhaps a bit of looking back. He recalled that his father, Larry Hogan Sr., a former congressman and Prince George's County executive, had also made a bid for the governor's mansion, but it failed.
40 years ago, my dad gave up a safe seat in Congress to run for governor, and finally, 40 years later, we're going to have a Larry Hogan in the governor's mansion.
At that point, his father approached the podium and gave his son a hug. Hogan's tenure may be a struggle, but at least it got off to a lofty start. With Christopher Conley, I'm Karen Hostler for 88.1 WYPR.